You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hey everyone, it's Peyton here with a brand new micro episode of CORE. Today is September 21st, 2023, and this is episode 3.3. The last couple of micros have been focused on showing the importance of communication and providing examples within our company that may have been resolved with stronger communication. The past two micro episodes covered the importance of communication, but I also understand the temptation to skip an opportunity to inform someone of what's going on if you don't think that they immediately need to know. Communication is essential to resolve and prevent challenges, but have you ever thought of communication as an investment in your time? By taking the time to inform your team, ask questions, or learn about others' projects, it will save you time in the long run and prevent future problems. Take this example, for instance. We had a warranty failure on a new machine that was just sold. The sales department asked parts and service to expedite the repair because it was a new machine sale. After a few days, the customer called to complain that his machine was still down. When investigated, it turns out that the parts were on back order, but parts never informed sales or service. Once this was determined, the customer was provided a rental loaner to keep them up and running until the part came in to repair the machine. The clear preventative measure would have been for parts to communicate the status of the parts that they needed to complete the job to sales and service. What we don't know is how descriptive sales was to parts and service in sharing the severity of the job. As the liaison between the customer and company, the salesman needs all of the information relevant to the job. Hopefully, the salesman is using this opportunity to not only say, "Hey, next time, tell me that the parts are on back order," but also think about other important information that the service and parts teams may have about a job that they would need to know. Communicating expectations to parts and service now will prevent this and save time for everyone in the future. Parts and service should be doing the same exact thing. Next time, I need to let them know that parts are on back order. Maybe I should give my sales reps updates on other aspects of the job as well. Communicating expectations and reviewing the outcome of the communication is an investment in future operations. Speaking of communication, who would I be if I didn't keep you all informed? The Heart Walk is this weekend on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, in Sacramento, and October 7th, 2023 in Stockton. We will be walking in the fight against heart disease. Bring out your whole family to participate in the walk. For more information and to register, contact the marketing department at marketing@holtca.com. Number two, you can still go vote on the fleet that you think has the best chance of helping its owner survive on a deserted island from episode two. Click the link below episode two to vote now. Voting ends tomorrow, September 24th, 2023. Finally, Ryan and Ken need your help. Attached to this episode is a form to submit a what if statement. This is your opportunity to anonymously suggest changes or improvements within the company for Ken and Ryan to address. Full-length episode 3 of CORE, titled How Much Do They Really Know, comes out September 28th. Tune in to listen to employees quiz three of our executives on how much they really know about the roles within their divisions.
There's just a lot of opportunity. It's really a great place to work. If you're really into working on and around mechanical equipment, the industries that we service, it's satisfying every day. You come home knowing that you've made this place a little bit better.
We'll see you next week for our full-length episode, episode 3. Keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next week.